So here we are with another episode of The Walk of Life. Now my name is Scott, the Iceman Rec, and I'm currently atop this giant sky tower in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, overlooking Niagara Falls, Bridal Falls, the American Falls. I'm in Canada overlooking, I see America and I see Canada in one fair swoop. Now, today is Cinco de Mayo, which is Mexican for the 5th of May. Now, I don't know exactly why I celebrate Cinco de Mayo, other than the fact that I'm a born-again Mexican, and I am currently wearing a sombrero, so things are good. I'm walking around this giant observation deck, and I can see the entire city of Niagara Falls. I can see a lot of other things. I can see falls, all sorts of tourist attractions, hotels and everything, but it's pretty fantastic. So today, as I mentioned, Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday was May 4th, otherwise known as Star Wars Day, because it's May the 4th be with you. Tomorrow is May 6th, which is my birthday, which I have hereby dubbed Iceman Celebration Day. Maybe about three years ago now, maybe 2013 I first started that. And every year on May 6th, my birthday, I celebrate Iceman Celebration Day and I do something crazy. And I have a lot of fun. I go out and do something. So this year I decided, this is a monumental year. This is year 35. And round numbers are always, I guess round numbers are always worth celebrating. So I figured, had I reached year 35, let me go somewhere. Let me go do something that wasn't the usual thing that I would normally do. But last year I stayed in town. Now granted, I built a couch fort. I watched Star Wars, I think. Back to the Future, maybe. I went down to the lake. Met up with my dad, my brother, my sister, some friends. I had a great time. I don't want to take anything away from that. That was amazing. But I wanted to do something a little different for year 35. And so here I am. I made a 10-hour drive today. Maybe 12 with the time change and stops and everything. Left Milwaukee, Wisconsin around, 5:30 a.m. Got to Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada around 5:30 p.m. Checked in my hotel. I've been walking around the city checking things out. And I have already been to the casino. Unfortunately, lost $50 the hard way. Don't ask me what that is. But all of a sudden now I'm up on this tower, walking around, checking out the view. And it's incredible. And now I've been on top of towers. Let me run down the list, if you will. When I was in New York City, I went to the top of the Rockefeller Center. And I got to see from one side, you can see Central Park and everything towards that way. And from the other side, you can see downtown, the Empire State Building, Chrysler Building, all that kind of stuff, and Statue of Liberty. You can see everything kind of that way. From the other sides, I'm sure you can see New Jersey, other parts of New York. So you can see a lot of things from the top of the Rockefeller Center. And that was really cool. When I was out in Las Vegas, I went to the top of the Stratosphere. And from the top of the Stratosphere, you can see downtown Las Vegas, you can see the Strip in Las Vegas, you can see the mountains, you can see all sorts of cool things. So I've been up there, and that was really cool. The one thing that New York City has to offer is tons of tall buildings, some really cool landmarks and everything. That's amazing. Las Vegas has to offer all the bright lights, pretty colors, mountains are really cool. This is something unique that's a little different than the others, because from up here you see waterfalls. And granted, there's some buildings as well. And there's the kind of stuff that you've seen in other places. If you've been paying attention to me, like I said, this is a walk of life. This is my new podcast. A solo podcast I do while I'm out walking. I love the water. I love swimming in the water. I love going near the water. I love throwing rocks in the water. I love everything about it. Water is one of those things that centers me. Anytime I'm feeling kind of down, I'm feeling confused, I don't know where I am, like, I go towards the water. Because the water just kind of makes me feel connected to the earth. It keeps me grounded. It's such a great feeling to be near the water. And even though I'm up on this tower, like I said, really far away from the water, but still, in some weird way, it feels like I'm really close to it, and I kind of feel like I'm part of this, what's going on right now. It's really cool. This is a different experience than I've had being up on top of other high towers. And it really kind of makes you think how small and insignificant you are. And that's not saying it in a bad thing. When you're on the ground, you feel like your problems are so big, and your troubles and your worries, it's almost too much to be able to, you know, overcome. And you get worried, and you get boggled down by it. But then you reach up, you get up here on high, and you just realize how small you are. Because you're able to see for miles on every side. And you just think, I'm just this little speck in this universe. There's so much out there. Other people, animals, trees, plants, buildings, everything's out there. And I'm just a little tiny, tiny piece of this puzzle. And when you look at it from this perspective, granted, you matter in the world. I don't want to tell anybody that you don't matter, because you really do. You're a piece of this puzzle. And without you, this puzzle is not complete. But oh my God, your worries and your troubles really don't matter much, because the world is so goddamn big. And so just let those troubles go. Forget about those daily things that make you feel sad or angry or just make you want to give up, because the world is so big and it's gonna survive without you, and it's gonna keep going on. So there's no point in trying to worry about all of those things that you can't control. You can't control a goddamn thing, because the world is so big. And so every now and then, when you get a chance to get up here and see the world from a different perspective, it really lets you feel, I guess you feel alive, you feel awake. You don't worry, because you look out and you see, there's not a goddamn thing I can do about this. It's incredible. And so here I walk. I'm just a part of this. I'm a little piece in the big puzzle. And if I haven't found my place yet, if I don't fit into the entire puzzle, sure, the puzzle will never be complete, but the puzzle will go on. I don't have to worry about trying to fit. The puzzle will find a place for me, with or without my help. So it's crazy. It's really crazy to see the world from this perspective. And I hope you too could try to figure out that don't worry. Don't stress. Don't have problems. Because at the end of the day, the problems don't matter. Life is what matters. You're here. You're alive. Every single day you wake up, you have the chance to experience this. Or to live something new. To have this beautiful moment. And it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And I hope that every day, whenever I feel like this is kind of not possible, I kind of want to remind myself, be like, look, you asshole, this is possible. Life is amazing. Life is beautiful. Life is 100% what you make it. So God damn it, stop screwing around. Make it incredible. You have the power. You have the tools. We have the talent. It's another Ghostbusters reference. Just make it. Make life. And until then, I'm just going to keep walking. And I encourage you, my friends, to keep walking as well. Because life is meant to go on. Life's going to go on with or without you, whether you like it or not. So you know what? Just go ahead and just go with it. Ride it. Ride it out. And this, my friends, is a walk. It's a walk of life. From Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, this is Scott Reck. Walk on, my friends.